Well, good morning, everybody. 2 days ago in the year 1880, Father Paul's great uncle, Father Francis Rudolph, was the pastor, and this church was dedicated. It later had the fire and all those things in 1924, but the church that we are in right now was dedicated, at least the foundations, all those things, in 1880, 2 days ago. And so it's a happy day to celebrate in gratitude to God for this beautiful parish and this beautiful church building. I just wanted to share two little stories. In the early 2000s, there was a young man in an Italian high school. His name was Lorenzo. Life was very hard for him. He had been born with cerebral palsy. And as a kid, his classmates would mock him and they called him crooked and broken due to his physical condition. He didn't have many friends growing up, if any. And he never knew his father. His mother, though loving, struggled to keep a job. And often there just wasn't much to eat in their tiny little apartment in Milan. One night, his mother broke down in tears and said to her son, Lorenzo, she said, "We don't have any other option. We're going to have to start eating at the soup kitchen." The hardest part of Lorenzo's life in the early high school years was lunchtime, because he had to sit alone. Everybody didn't want anything to do with him. So he would pretend to text on his phone, but nobody was actually messaging him. And that weight of rejection and loneliness, it grew very heavy on Lorenzo's heart. And then there was a day when he wondered if maybe life wasn't worth living. But then something changed early in his early in the school year. As he sat in his usual corner of the lunchroom, there was a classmate that came by. And he was the kind of kid that everybody knew. He was on the soccer team. He was friendly. He was surrounded by friends. He was admired by girls. And Lorenzo recognized him because he volunteered at the parish soup kitchen that he and his mother had been eating dinner at for quite a couple years. He was afraid when this kid came over. He thought maybe he's coming to make fun of him. But to his surprise, this young man placed his tray down, sat right next to him, and asked gently, "Do you mind if I sit here? My name is Carlo Acutis." And Lorenzo looked up and agreed. And Carlo smiled and he said, "We're brothers, you know." And the two struck up a friendship. And when Carlo died at only 15 years old from leukemia, Lorenzo did the first reading at his funeral mass. Carlo Acutis was canonized just 4 hours ago in Rome. Another story about the other guy that was canonized today. This was about a century earlier, also in Italy, but this one was in Turin, just about 90 miles west of Milan, where Carlo lived a century later. At that time, polio in the early 1900s was ravaging Italy, and it was leaving countless people dead and devastated, their families. One of the victims was a poor man named Converso. He was confined by illness and unable to afford the treatments that he really needed. But there was one university student. He was full of faith, energy, and he visited him regularly. His name was Pier Giorgio Frassati. He came as a volunteer and an agent of the local St. Vincent de Paul Society, which he had joined at age 17. Despite the risk of infection, Pier Giorgio Frassati would bring food and medicine and companionship to Converso and many others who were suffering. Pier Giorgio Frassati and this man Converso, they became friends. They bonded over their love of mountain climbing and skiing and pipe smoking and the simple joys of life. But the disease that Converso had was transferred, polio, into Pier Giorgio. And he really didn't expect any different outcome. Even as his own body was failing, Pier Giorgio Frassati, his mind was fixed on helping others. The night before he died, the last thing that he wrote, it's a note, and it still exists now as a second-class relic. With his paralyzed hand, he wrote a note, "Take injection to Converso." Pier Giorgio's last thought on earth was not about himself, but it was about someone who was in need. Pier Giorgio Frassati was also canonized this morning. Both of these young men, Pier Giorgio Frassati, who was a young man from the early 20th century, and now St. Carlo Acutis, a teenager from our own day, they are examples to us of holiness. They show us that holiness is not reserved for the old or the powerful or the perfect. Holiness is possible in a high school cafeteria. Holiness is possible on a mountaintop. Pope Leo, in his homily this morning, I woke up at 4 a.m. to watch the thing. He said, both of these young men fell in love with Jesus and they were ready to give everything to him. Pope Leo, in his homily this morning in Rome just a few hours ago, he said, what made them who they were? These two fellas. He said, what made them who they were are means that are available to all of us. He said, daily mass, Eucharistic adoration. Both of these guys every day would go to mass and every day would go to adoration, which was particularly fascinating because both of them have parents that were non-church going, but they had friends and relationships that in people who invited them and brought them to the Lord, and they fell in love with Jesus there. Carlo Acutis said that he wanted everyone to understand that the Eucharist, he wanted his own parents to understand that the Eucharist really is Jesus. So he did all this research and built a website that still exists of all the Eucharistic miracles. He would leave soccer practice early so that he could serve at daily mass on his walk home from the soccer field to his house. He said, looking at oneself brings sadness, but looking at Jesus brings happiness. Pier Giorgio Frassati would spend all night in adoration from time to time. Daily mass and Eucharistic adoration, Pope Leo said. But another thing, they had a thirst to serve. They had a thirst to give themselves away because every day they went to adoration and mass, and Jesus poured his love into their hearts, and then they would spend the rest of their days, even in their high school and university settings, pouring Jesus out to the people that needed him the most. They had a desire to serve. Carlo Acutis served that food pantry at the parish, not because he needed confirmation hours, but because he wanted to and felt called to care about other people. Pier Giorgio Frassati became a very, very, very active member of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, not for any other benefit except knowing that he was doing God's will. The third thing that they had in common, Pope Leo said this morning, is they had frequent confession, and they realized that the only thing to fear is sin, and that sin gets in the way of love. He said the fourth thing they had in common, they had a great devotion to the saints, and especially to the Blessed Mother. And the saints and the Blessed Mother engendered in them a desire to be holy themselves. And he said the last thing that they had in common was holy friends and holy pursuits. Adventurous life, but holy. Everything they did, Christ was the front, first, and he was the center of it all. What a joy that the church has today. We are thankful to God for the gift of these two new saints, the two first saints canonized by our new Pope, Leo XIV. And we pray that they will pray for us and inspire us, especially our youth, to always love the Lord in the same way. And they teach us, these two guys, that holiness is not far from us. It is as close as this altar. And blessed are we called to his supper. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.